Happy Wednesday, everyone. Today is February 22nd, 2021, and welcome to Today in Sports History, the podcast that will make you the most interesting person at the water cooler, guaranteed. Without any further ado, let's get started. In 1978, Kevin Porter of the New Jersey Nets sets an NBA record with 29 assists in a single game. In 1980, the New York Rangers score 5 power play goals against the New York Islanders. In 1980, the 13th Winter Olympic Games close in Lake Placid, New York. And lastly, in 1980, the U.S. men's hockey team clinches the gold medal with a 4-2 win over Finland, as we discussed earlier this week, in the Winter Olympics. This comes after the 4-3 Miracle on Ice victory against the Soviet Union. In 1982, the great Wayne Gretzky scores NHL record 78th goal of the season. During that season, he would end with 92 goals. In 1987, LA Lakers' Kareem Abdul-Jabbar has his 36,000th NBA point. In 1989, Harold E. Ballard sells the CFL Hamilton Tiger Cats to David Braley. Also in 1989, Panamanian boxing legend Roberto Duran wins his 4th world title in a different weight class when he beats Iran Barkley in the 12th round split decision in Atlantic City. This win made the 37-year-old the WBC middleweight champion. In 2002, Joe Sakic and Jerome Iginla each score twice as Canada defeats the United States 5-2 to win the men's ice hockey Olympic gold medal to close out the Olympic Games in Salt Lake City. In 2013, at the 55th Daytona 500, Jimmy Johnson wins the second Great American Race. Danica Patrick is the first female to start from the pole position, also the best ever finish by a woman at Daytona in 8th place. In 2018, men's big air snowboarding event made its Olympic debut at Pyeongchang, China. Canada's Sebastian Tutin is the inaugural gold medalist. And also in 2018, Ester Ledecka of the Czech Republic becomes the first female to win Olympic gold medals in 2 different sports at a single Winter Games, skiing the Super G and snowboarding parallel giant slalom. We'll be right back with our deep dive segment. Thanks for sticking around and welcome to our deep dive segment. Today we're going to be looking at one of the greatest Lakers of all time, a man who joined the Nation of Islam in a very controversial way, however, was able to overcome that and become one of the great Lakers of all time, even though he did not spend his entire career with the team. Today we're going to be focusing on Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. Prior to him starting in the NBA, the Harlem Globetrotters offered him $1 million to play for them, but he declined and was picked first overall in the 1969 NBA draft by the Milwaukee Bucks, who were only in their second season of existence. The Bucks won a coin toss with the Phoenix Suns for the first pick. He was also chosen first overall in the 1969 American Basketball Association draft by the New York Nets. The Nets believed that they had the upper hand in securing Kareem's services because he was from New York. However, when Kareem told both the Bucks and the Nets that he would accept only one offer from each team, the Nets bid too low. Sam Gilbert negotiated the contracts along with Los Angeles businessman Ralph Shapiro at no charge. After Kareem chose the Milwaukee Bucks offer of $1.4 million, the Nets offered a guaranteed $3.25 million. Kareem declined the offer, saying, quote, "A bidding war degrades the people involved. It would make me feel like a flesh peddler, and I don't want to think like that," end quote. Kareem's presence enabled the 1969-70 Bucks to claim second place in the NBA's Eastern Division with a 56-26 record, improving from the 27-55 record the previous year. On February 21st, 1970, he scored 51 points in a 140-127 win over the Seattle Supersonics. Kareem was an instant star, ranking second in the league scoring with an average of 28.8 points per game, and third in rebounding, averaging 14.5 rebounds per game, for which he was awarded the title of NBA Rookie of the Year. In the series-clinching game against the 76ers, he recorded 46 points and 25 rebounds. With that, he joined Wilt Chamberlain as the only rookie to record at least 40 points and 25 rebounds in a playoff game in their rookie season. Until Jason Tatum in 2018, Kareem would be the only rookie to record 10 or more games of 20-plus points during the playoffs. The next season, the Bucks acquired All-Star guard Oscar Robertson. Milwaukee went on to record the best record in the league with 66 victories in the 70-71 season, including a then record of 20 straight wins. Kareem was awarded his first of six NBA Most Valuable Player awards, along with his first scoring title, averaging 31.7 points per game. He also led the league in total points with 2,596. In the playoffs, the Bucks went 12-2, including a four-game sweep of the Baltimore Bullets in the NBA Finals, and won the championship while Kareem was named the Finals MVP. He posted 27 points, 12 rebounds, and 7 assists in Game 4 of the Finals series. On May 1, 1971, the day after the Bucks won the NBA championship, he adopted his now-known Muslim name of Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. It roughly translates to Noble One, Servant of the Almighty. He had converted to Islam while at UCLA. Abdul-Jabbar remained a dominant force for the Bucks. The following year, he repeated as a scoring champion with 34.8 points per game and 2,822 total points, and was named NBA Most Valuable Player. He helped the Bucks repeat as division leaders for four straight years. In 1979, Abdul-Jabbar won his third MVP award in 5 years and was among the top five NBA players in scoring, rebounding, block shots, and field goal percentage. Those were third, fourth, second, and second, respectively. During a preseason game before the 1974-75 season, Abdul-Jabbar was bumped hard and had his eye scratched. This angered him enough to punch the basket support stanchion and break his hand. He returned after missing the first 16 games of the season and started to wear protective goggles. Although Abdul-Jabbar always spoke well of Milwaukee and its fans, he said that being in the Midwest did not fit his cultural needs. In October 1974, he requested a trade to either New York Knicks or Los Angeles. In 1975, the Lakers acquired Abdul-Jabbar and a reserve center, Walt Wesley, from the Bucks for center Elmer Smith and guard Brian Winters, and rookie blue chipper David Myers and junior Bridgman. In the 1975-76 season, his first with the Lakers, he had a dominating season, averaging 27.7 points per game and leading the league in rebounding, block shots, and minutes played. His 1,111th defensive rebound remains the NBA single-season record. Defensive rebounds were not recorded prior to the 1973-74 season. He earned his fourth MVP award, but missed the postseason for the second straight year. In the 1976-77 season, Abdul-Jabbar had another strong performance. He led the league in field goal percentage and finished second in rebounds and block shots, and third in points per game. He helped lead the Lakers to the best record in the NBA, and he won his record-tying fifth MVP award. In the playoffs, the Lakers beat Golden State Warriors in the Western Conference semifinals, setting up a confrontation with the Portland Trailblazers. The result was a memorable matchup, pitting Abdul-Jabbar against a young, injury-free Bill Walton. Although Abdul-Jabbar dominated the series statistically, Walton and the Trailblazers, who were experiencing their first ever run in the playoffs, swept the Lakers behind Walton's skillful passing and leadership. 2 minutes into the opening game of the 1977-78 season, Abdul-Jabbar punched Milwaukee Bucks player Kent Benson in retaliation over an overly aggressive elbow. The punch broke Benson's jaw and Abdul-Jabbar's hand. Someone clearly never taught this man how to make a fist properly. As a result of the injured hand, Abdul-Jabbar was out for 2 months, and the league decided not to suspend him. He missed the 78 NBA All-Star Game, the only time he missed an All-Star Game during his career. Abdul-Jabbar's play remained strong during the next two seasons, being named to the All-NBA second team twice, the All-Defense first team once, and the All-Defense second team once. The Lakers, however, continued to be stymied in the playoffs, being eliminated by the Seattle Supersonics in both 78 and 79. In 1979, the Lakers acquired first overall pick Magic Johnson. The trade and draft paved the way for a Lakers dynasty as they went on to become the most dominant team of the 80s, appearing in the finals 8 times and winning 5 NBA championships. Individually, while Abdul-Jabbar was not the dominant center he had been in the 70s, he experienced a number of highlight moments. Among them were his record 6th MVP award in 1980, 4 more NBA All-First Team designations, 2 more All-Defense First Team designations, the 1985 Finals MVP, and on April 5, 1984, breaking Wilt Chamberlain's record for most career points. Later in his career, he bulked up to 265 pounds to be able to withstand the strain of playing the highly physical center position into his early 40s. On June 28, 1989, Abdul-Jabbar was 42 years old when he announced that he would retire at the end of the season after 20 years in the NBA. The Lakers made the NBA Finals in each of Abdul-Jabbar's final 3 seasons, defeating Boston in 87 and Detroit in 88. The Lakers lost to the Pistons in a 4-game sweep in his final season. At the time of his retirement, Abdul-Jabbar held the record for most games played by a single player in the NBA. This would later be broken by Robert Parrish. He was also the all-time record holder for most points, most field goals made, and most minutes played. We want to thank you for joining us in this episode and hope to have you back for many more. Please don't forget to subscribe to us however you're listening to us, and follow and like us on all social media pages. We can be found at Sport History Pod. Again, at Sport History Pod. Thank you to Jason Shaw of Audionautics for the introduction music, and Laura Robin, our script editor and director. Thanks again, and we'll see you next time.